cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
If you're looking for groundbreaking nutritional products that revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge nutrition brand, Root. The Trinity Pack Plus is a game changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural adaptogenic nootropic that skyrockets clarity and creativity. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health and optimizes your true brain. And last but not least, Clean Slate sweeps out heavy metals, including graphene oxide, gently evacuating toxins from the body to increase performance, longevity, and quality of life. Register now at therootsbrand.com/soul to get your Trinity Pack Plus.
And to learn more about the Sovereign Soul Show's mission to save 100 million children.
And how to get rewarded for being a part of the Root community. See you there.
Well, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show, where we stand for love, levity, and liberty. That's the Holy Trinity, right? Because after all, love is the greatest power everywhere. And laughter is the best medicine, especially covering serious topics and all matters ancient, current, and quantum, right? Absolutely. It's a mantra, our mascot, the Bling Buddha. He fully subscribes to it as he fires red pills from his 9mm. I'm your host, Brad Wozni. I'm grateful to you, Divine Lions and Lionesses, for tuning in. I've served my country at the federal level as a Canadian infantry soldier and reserve unit. I have served it at the provincial level as a wildfire ranger, leaping out of helicopters to fight forest fires. I've been a part of the corporate rat race as well, where shortly after the three World Trade Centers collapsed in their footprint, I stood at ground zero witnessing the heroic rescue efforts which went on. Then I was walking the halls of the Pentagon 72 hours later and 18 stories below it after the missile strike. I am fortunate to become a Reiki master in 2015. And by leveraging the infinite source of the cosmic and our creator's power, I'm following my soul's purpose in this incarnation, which is to help uplift humanity's consciousness with song and story. This is part two of the Wano Savin kind of military style briefing that he provided to us, roughly 18 to 20 of us across a three-hour period of time in Anaheim at the Lewis Herms Truth Tour 2 event, which was on the Monday. So this was a special brunch for certain speakers and support staff. And he had then asked a number of other people out of the room. And I was just fortunate by happenstance, I guess, to be at another incredible intersecting point in human history and be asked to stay for this 3 hour roughly briefing. If you saw part one from yesterday, I'm going to pick up with part two. If you have not seen that, after part two, go to part one, because these two interviews, if you will, that I'm sharing, they mesh together as a result of it. Now, people say truth bombs. I had the term last night. I was on two Zoom calls with panelists sharing insights, information that he has provided to us with a directive, a strong request to please share this with the world. Okay. So it's nothing that I'm saying that's being secretly held back. He literally shared it with nearly 20 of us in that room and said, kindly share this, please, with any of the audiences you speak with. So here's the thing. I call this a wand bomb, right? Truth bombs, wand bombs. Now, one thing I will state now, which I did yesterday, is Juan told to us that nobody, with exception to Dan Scavino, he said, with exception to Scavino, I have the most access to President Trump. And he said, while Scavino has the most, I have more of a perspective based on my experience. So with that said, this is the gentleman who is sharing with us, which I'm now sharing with you. Going to pick it up now in part two, so you can watch part one from yesterday. Georgia Guidestones. He said, we destroyed the Georgia Guidestones. his words, we destroyed the Georgia Guidestones because under their religion, the enemy, the Satanists, right? Their religion is we've published, we want to reduce the humanity to 500 million people on the planet. So we destroyed it. So they no longer have the quote unquote permission. He also referred to the Trump card. He asked everybody, what is the Trump card? And Jeanine was also there. She has shared this publicly that she was there. So I'm not stating something other people have not. And then he started talking about the matador, the bull. And he said, you know, overnight on Wall Street, all of a sudden, you know, have that black bull. Merrill Lynch has that bull. Then when the three towers on that fateful day in September, 21 years ago, when those three towers collapsed in their footprint, they didn't explode. They went level by level by level by level. They started falling, right? Two of those towers, they built cubes. Cubes. As a monument. You can look this up, but in that satanic religion, those are a symbol. Not a good symbol either. What he also shared is Pedo Peter, also known as Benedict Biden, or the thing playing Joe Biden, is going to be removed. Removed where they may have him slip on the proverbial banana peel. We've already seen so much online. I mean, you know, you have to be really dumb, like really, really dumb to not see that either the real person or whatever's playing the person of Joe Biden, that character is not got dementia, right? Totally. So Biden's gone. Juan said, absolutely, Harris is not going to be president and they will slide in Pelosi as president. Now, folks, I know there's going to be a lot of questions in the chat. Here is what we have been asked to share with you. This is what I'm sharing with you. He also said, and I touched on this yesterday about Ukraine. So when the Russians got to the Ukraine, they found the Ukrainians, I would say the Nazi Azovs, they found them attempting to melt down that nuclear site. They prevented it, but the Russians were a bit too late because he said there's material, nuclear material, missing from that site. And he said, so there's somebody somewhere is going to attempt, he believes, a false flag, dirty bomb. So that potential is very real. Remember the narrative, by the way, a few months ago, folks, when the mainstream media and everything was like, you go COVID, Ukraine. And then you saw all those people wearing the muzzle on their face with the multiple jabs, you know, starting to signal, right? Virtue signal. First, it was the mask virtue signal. And then it was the, you know, nice little circle. I got my COVID-19 vaccine and whatever. And then they're virtue signaling on the Ukraine, the Ukrainian flags. And anybody who came up and said, no, what Ukraine's about is a money laundering operation for the deep state, the bad guys, the cabal, the globalists, the Satanists, you name it, however you want to name them, just the enemy, the bad guys, right? I know, by the way, they have 42 biolabs there, and that's what Russia had continued to put out there. You know, we have the documents, we have the biolabs, we have this, we have biolabs in Ukraine on technically Russian soil. Anyways, right, if you look at the courts, you know, over the last 3 decades, and they are developing weaponized, aerosolized weapons, which can determine who is Slavic in their DNA versus who might be African in their DNA versus who might be Asian in their DNA. And they can specifically target by male, female, some say right down to the age, and remove those people can cause either massive sickness and illness, disease, or near immediate death. And then all of a sudden, finally, months later, even though people are being told you're, again, conspiracy theorists, oh yeah, we do have those biolabs there. Completely illegal too. So, moving on. What I shared with you is the book Juan signed for me, and I'm going to share some specific dates that he wrote in this book. And I'll go right to the pages, right to the dates in this book. Because there's also some people that are bringing up items of dates online, and they're either hypothesizing or they are direct and they have the quote unquote intel as well. And they're sharing it out there. As always, take what resonates and stand back from this. And remember, the whole key of sharing this with everybody is to help wake them up and to stand at peace, stand in peace, have trust, push prayers out into the world. Do not be complacent. You can protest peacefully, share this with your neighbor. As a matter of fact, Juan was adamant that this message from us gets shared everywhere worldwide as much as possible. So I encourage you to, you know, share this video, share the video from yesterday. If you see other people who were there, the Anaheim, and are sharing the same message, share that too. The more it gets out here, we have an uplifting of consciousness, which happens, and it helps prepare people for what is and what may come. And when you have proper previous preparation, it prevents, you know, piss poor performance. And the last thing that we want to do is have a civil war. And that's what the bad guys also want, as Juan has said, and I shared yesterday. Bad guys want civil war. They want Americans, Canadians, Australians, you name it, all of humanity to go to war with each other on the streets, right? In their neighborhoods, at their schools, tear them apart, divisive, because it makes people easier to control. So we're not going to do that. We're going to hold the line, just like the Canadian Freedom Convoy, just like the farmers, to hold the line peacefully and stand up and rise up, and we're gravitated to each other. So let me go into a few of the pages and show you what he wrote down, as these are comms, right? These are communications outwardly. So here you are in his own writing. All right. So for the Zoom, you can see, and I'll do an insert in the edit directly from the book. I don't know why the image Zoom isn't grabbing it, right? Over here, America the Beautiful, because of patriots like you, which is lovely. Appreciate that. Wrote my name down there. And then you have these dates. You can kind of see them in the bottom. 11-3, 11-4, 11-5, right? And then it is 11-6, 11-7, 11-11, 11-18. And he also writes in that scribbling here, maybe difficult to pick up online, is Law of War Manual. Manual is underlined, and he's got three exclamation marks beside that. So 11-3, November 3, right? So what he had shared with us as well is he took out his phone and he showed a picture of the most recent Trump rally that just happened this past weekend, Saturday. And he showed us and he said, look at this, count the flags. And on one side of the podium are 11 flags. And on the other side are three. 11-3, a signal. Now, 11-4, a signal. November 3, November 4. Now, somebody has posted online their interpretation, or they have real intelligence as well from what has been shared with them, that on November 4th, this is a date of a cyber attack. Now, guys, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, remember, you know, so much has come forward over the last 2.5 years. You see from the Q drops going back 5 years, but dates, and then certain things don't happen on those dates. These are written down. Perhaps there's a reason why they're written down. I'll leave that up to you to discern. Maybe or maybe not. It's the cyber attack on November 4th. Because November 3rd and November 4th as well, including the dates, November 5th, November 6th, November 7th, but he never wrote November 8th. He jumped to November 11th. Those preceding dates that I just mentioned are also dates of Trump rallies coming up. So real interesting, very interesting. I'm going to flip to another page now and share with you what he wrote on that page and how it may all relate and correspond. I'll see this. What he's highlighted here under the words election 2020, highlighted under the phrase MAGA, right? Depends on your accent, Canadian or not. And he has circled the word corn. Okay, so the entire phrase reads, therefore election 2020 will equal MAGA to the third power over corn. Then with the E equals M cubed over C equation, before the M, he wrote ultra, and then he says MAGA 370 cubed. And then below on the C, he wrote at the end, corn, with 3 exclamation marks. And he also wrote one. Interesting, right? Very interesting. Now, he also went to this page and wrote, it's an opposite on Zoom, which you see here in the popcorn. I'll read this to you now. Enjoy the really big show. 3 exclamation marks, signed by Juan. And in addition to this, it's underlined, big show. Enjoy the really big show on the popcorn. And then on the preceding page, succeeding, that follows it. It says, love my peach mint tea party. Interesting. What happened with that Boston Tea Party? What was that all about, right? And of course, you've got the American flag and a muffin right there. So finally, what he also wrote to me in this, and I'll read this and then I'll show you the page. We won, exclamation mark. They know it, double exclamation mark. Soon the whole world will also, 3 exclamation marks. And then we have the image, Trump victory. And then below it, he wrote one, like, you know, we won, W-O-N. 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation marks. He's underlined that, and then he signed it again. And here we are. Okay, so then he wrote something else here. It's extremely personal. He said, do not share it. I'm just kidding. Got to have a little levity here, right? In the final, and I believe this is just lovely because it's a segue as well into what is happening, about to happen on a larger level, larger stage in terms of coming public with this awareness. Right here, the very last page, on the inside of the outside jacket, land of the free because of the brave. Isn't that beautiful? And then here on the very back of Kid by the Side of the Road, we have ultra MAGA cubed, purposely misspelled with a cube, underlined, signed by Juan, with 3 exclamation marks. So folks, think about the messages which he is sharing right here with us and with the world, right? Enjoy the really big show. The key thing, say no to civil war. We touched on this. He said, you know, listen, we know that, we mentioned yesterday the 14 cities. He's like, you know, we roughly 350 million Americans, and there's about 100,000 of those domestic terrorists between Antifa and BLM, right? Full-on terrorist group. Now, my personal opinion, this does not include the roughly what's been reported, 5 million whom have crossed the southern border, where out of the adults, most of those adults who have crossed into the United States from the open southern border are found to be military-aged males. And as President Trump has reported a short time ago in a rally, that's from 129 countries. He even said many people didn't know that were that many countries around the world. So the key thing is we just say no to divisiveness. We say no to civil war. We do not get involved in that. We say yes to peace. We say yes to love, yes to freedom, yes to standing up, yes to joining our community together. So we have this beautiful outpouring of humanity, even when, he said, when martial law is declared. So do not go on offense. Stay at home. You can be at home with your loved ones in defense. Protest peacefully. Be prepared. Be prepared for potential power to go out, internet to go out. Make sure you've got all of that. Now, in my experience, and I open with this, you hear it in my introduction each time, so you have learned the very interesting points upon history where I have stood, this lifetime has brought me to. We'll go back to that fateful day in September of 21 years ago. Now, in Gander, Newfoundland, there was a massive outpouring of humanity. We are born altruistic in nature. We are children, babies. They are literally God's gift. They are open to the world. The souls are wide open. They're experiencing everything, the sights, the sounds, the vision. They have not had the programming yet from society to dumb them down, to detune them. And that's part of our evolution of where we are right now. Well, on that day, you remember air traffic was suspended all across North America. And then by virtue, it started happening and closing down airline routes around the world. There were 38 airliners, Gander, Newfoundland, and the communities surrounding it. So Gander, Stephenville, Happy Valley, Goose Bay, St. John's. So the surrounding communities in Newfoundland and Labrador, after those attacks, well, they grounded flights and they took in 38 airliners, totaling 6,122 passengers and 473 crew. And strangers, as communities opened their homes, as they offloaded these passengers who didn't know what was going on in the world, how to connect with their loved ones. And as a result of that, they took them in. They fed them. They clothed them. They hugged them. They loved them. They prayed with them. They surrounded them with community. Because we humans, we human beings, we souls in each one of these bodies, which we're using as our avatars for our soul in this lifetime, we are benevolent and good at the core. And when you see something like that happen 21 years ago, there is a massive outpouring of support. Now, you notice, remember in the date in this book, Juan did not put down November 8th. It jumped from November 7th to November 11th to November 18th. November 11th, again, is a significant date because that is the Armistice Day, right? My great uncle was shot down in a B-17 Lancaster over Berlin in World War II, roughly an hour before that 11th hour on that 11th day on that 11th month, they signed the peace accords in World War II. And he is missing in action, obviously presumed killed because they're flying over Berlin. Juan noted November 11th and November 18th. It's up to you to determine what that means or the significance. I don't have that answer. The key thing is hold the line. Respond with love. The demons, the bad guys, they cannot stand laughter. In fact, when laughter comes from love, creating freedom, creating levity, this is the creed, the ethos of our show. Love, levity, liberty. You have those. You are extremely powerful. So many people have no idea how powerful they are. Regardless of your job or your background, your experience, regardless of whether you have a public high school diploma, PhD, or you've went up and got your master's and you have your doctorate, PhD, or just a grade 3 education. It comes from here and it's expressed outward. Then we as a global community come together and defeat anything. So maintain a clear vision of peace. Meditate on it, pray on it, and share this with everybody else. Because like we saw in the Freedom Convoy, where Castro's little bastard, Justin Trudeau, went and issued the Emergency War Measures Act, which is in a wartime environment done in World War I and World War II, and then his father, Pierre Trudeau, issued again during his reign as prime minister. They're afraid of bouncy castles. They were afraid of love. In that city of Ottawa, on that border town of Coutts, Alberta, where truckers and farmers from North Dakota and truckers and farmers and their families from southern Alberta drove up to the border crossing and locked it down. And then what did they do? They stood there in the cold and they fed each other. They stood there in that cold in January and February, up to minus 40 degrees, minus 40, some days and nights. And they sang songs and they joined hands and they poured tea and hot chocolate for each other. And they asked for community meetings with the police representatives. They are afraid of the power we have within us, which stems from love. That's what those demons, that enemy is afraid of, is us standing resolute, standing strong in love and peace and laughter and enjoying ourselves despite their machinations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is pretty much the condensed version of those 3 hours we had behind closed doors with Juan O'Savin on Monday of this week. So again, wow, just ending it at 17 past the hour. Amazing. Amazing how divine timing this is. Please do like, share, subscribe, share. There will be more as this comes out. This is all I have for you right now, but please share, share, share. Let it get it out there with love, levity. You'll have your liberty. And that's coming very soon, as long as we do stuff right now. Many blessings to all of you. Hey everybody, I want to tell you about the all-natural quantum wellness products that are used by tier one spec ops warriors and healers in over 50 countries worldwide. Better yet, this is a patriotic American business that you won't hear about on mainstream news because Big Pharma can't make a penny off something all natural and works, right? In fact, this is now shown with clinical studies from Dr. Christina Rahm that it helps reverse the nasty effects of those toxic arm thingies. You get it, right, Somers? This is Roots. So here's the thing. It also dramatically heals your gut. It skyrockets creativity and it boosts mental focus. I've been using it for 8 months and an incredible amount of insight has come into it. When you go to therootbrands.com/soul, use the code SOUL and you'll get $15 off applied to shipping of your next order. It also increases your biosphere. As a Reiki master, I can tell you that the vibrational uplift of these products is second to none. So here's the thing, they also have zero in product. This is what rapidly boosts consciousness with intention and decalcifies the pineal gland. What's so good about that? It also gives you incredible amounts of focus without caffeine. This is all natural. When you go to therootbrands.com/soul, use the code SOUL, you also get a new code for you and you can set up your own distributor business. In fact, around the world, there are laid off benevolent healers, healthcare heroes, parents, and now tier one special operators no longer being deployed who have worked their careers to be benevolent and serve the greater good of humanity. Well, some of those are people are making big chunks of money every single month by sharing these all natural products with people. And we're seeing amazing reviews. I mean, even with the Gimme Back My Youth product, which is all natural, there's women claiming their wrinkles have disappeared in just 5 to 7 days and they look 25 years younger. This is all natural. All of that and more when you visit rootbrands.com/soul. Use the code SOUL and you get $15 off applied to the shipping of your second order. By the way, when you add Roots Prime shipping, it often ships within just 2 business days to over 50 countries on the planet. And this makes it easy. You set it once, it sends to you every single month. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.